Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Invest in Gold and Silver by Don Durrett is a practical guide for readers who want to understand precious metals not just as commodities, but as an investable sector with multiple ways to participate. The book is widely known for emphasizing mining stocks and for organizing the landscape into clear categories, from physical bullion and coins to exchange-traded products and shares of miners. Durrett approaches gold and silver as markets shaped by cycles, sentiment, macroeconomic pressure, and supply and demand constraints, and he focuses on how those forces translate into risk and opportunity for investors. A central theme is that mining equities can offer leverage to metal prices, but they also introduce company-specific hazards such as operational issues, funding risk, political exposure, and management execution. Rather than presenting precious metals as a one-size-fits-all hedge, the book frames them as a toolkit. Readers can use that toolkit to build a plan, choose vehicles that fit their goals, and manage volatility with discipline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the role of gold and silver in a portfolio. A key topic is why investors allocate to precious metals in the first place, and how those reasons should shape position sizing and expectations. Gold is often discussed as a monetary metal that responds to confidence in currencies, real interest rates, and financial system stress, while silver can behave both as a monetary asset and as an industrial input, which can make it more volatile. The book is known for encouraging readers to treat metals as a distinct asset class with its own cycles rather than as a permanent, set-and-forget insurance policy. That leads to practical questions. Are you seeking crisis protection, inflation resilience, speculation on a bull market, or diversification away from traditional stocks and bonds? Each goal suggests a different blend of physical metal, funds, and equities. The discussion also highlights that precious metals can suffer long drawdowns and that timing and sentiment matter. By grounding the rationale for owning gold and silver, the reader is better prepared to stick with a plan during inevitable volatility and to avoid over-allocating based on fear or hype. Secondly, choosing investment vehicles, physical, paper, and hybrids, another important topic is the range of ways to invest, along with the trade-offs that come with each route. Physical bullion and coins provide direct exposure without counterparty risk, but bring considerations such as premiums, storage, liquidity, and security. Paper options such as exchange-traded funds and closed-end funds can offer convenience and tradability, yet they introduce fund structure questions, fees, tracking, and reliance on financial intermediaries. Futures and options add leverage and flexibility but demand expertise, risk controls, and an ability to handle margin and fast moves. A balanced overview helps readers match the vehicle to the purpose. If the goal is long-term wealth preservation, storage and authenticity may matter more than tight bid-ask spreads. If the goal is tactical exposure, liquidity and execution may dominate. The book also highlights that mining stocks are not the same as owning metal. They can outperform in strong bull phases, but may underperform or crash even when metals are steady due to operational surprises, cost inflation, or financing stress. Understanding these vehicle differences prevents category mistakes and supports smarter allocation. Thirdly, mining stocks as leveraged exposure to metal prices, Durrett's signature emphasis is mining equities and how they can act like leveraged plays on gold and silver. The mechanism is intuitive. A miner sells metal at the market price, while many costs are relatively fixed or rise more slowly in the short run, so higher metal prices can expand margins dramatically. That potential torque is why miners can outperform bullion during strong upcycles. But the book underscores that the leverage cuts both ways. When prices fall, margins compress quickly, and weak balance sheets can force dilution or asset sales. The topic includes how different miner types behave. Senior producers may offer lower risk and dividends but less upside. Mid-tier producers can combine growth with meaningful torque, and junior explorers can deliver huge gains if they make a discovery but also face high failure rates. Investors must also consider jurisdiction risk, permitting timelines, reserve quality, grade decline, and management credibility. The practical takeaway is to treat miners as businesses, not lottery tickets, and to diversify across names and categories rather than betting everything on one story. Fourthly, evaluating mining companies, metrics, catalysts, and red flags, the book is commonly associated with teaching readers how to analyze mining companies in a structured way. That includes focusing on costs, margins, and the durability of production. Investors often look at all-in sustaining costs, cash costs, and how those compare to current and potential future metal prices. Reserve life, resource growth, and mine plans matter because they indicate whether a company can sustain output without constant acquisitions. Balance sheet strength and access to capital are crucial in a cyclical industry, especially for developers that need funding to build mines. This topic also covers catalysts that can re-rate a stock, such as feasibility studies, permits, production ramp-ups, exploration results, mergers, and improving metal prices. Equally important are red flags, chronic dilution, overly promotional communication, unrealistic timelines, high political risk jurisdictions without compensation and valuation, and projects that look marginal unless metals rise sharply. Readers are encouraged to use checklists and comparative valuation across peers, combining qualitative judgment with numbers. The result is a more disciplined approach that reduces the chance of being driven solely by narratives. Lastly, risk management and portfolio construction for a volatile sector. Precious metals and mining shares can move fast and violently, so the book emphasizes managing risk rather than relying on predictions. Portfolio construction begins with deciding how much total exposure to dedicate to the sector and then spreading that exposure across different instruments. A common framework is to hold some physical metal for stability, add liquid fund exposure for flexibility, and use a basket of miners for upside. Within miners, diversifying by company size, geography, and stage of development can reduce single-point failure risk. Position sizing becomes a central tool, especially for juniors where anyone holding can go to zero. The topic also addresses the behavioral side, chasing momentum after large moves, panic selling during corrections, and ignoring liquidity constraints. Setting rules for entries, trims, and rebalancing can help capture gains during bull phases while controlling drawdowns. Investors are also encouraged to think in cycles, recognizing that bull markets often end with euphoria and bear markets often end with apathy. By combining diversification, discipline, and an awareness of cycle dynamics, readers can participate in upside without betting their financial future on a single macro narrative. In conclusion, this book suits investors who want a structured way to approach gold and silver, especially those intrigued by the added upside and complexity of mining stocks. It is also a good fit for readers who follow macroeconomic trends and want to translate views on inflation, currency strength, or financial stress into specific investment choices. The benefit to a reader's life comes from clarity and process. Instead of reacting to headlines or treating precious metals as a vague fear trade, the book helps readers define goals, choose the right vehicles, and evaluate miners as operating businesses with measurable risks. That kind of framework can improve decision-making, reduce impulsive trading, and make portfolio diversification more intentional. Compared to many precious metals books that focus mostly on doomsday arguments or generic bullion advocacy, this guide is valued for being investment-oriented and for digging into mining equities, where research and discipline matter most. It aims to help readers understand how the sector works, what drives returns, and how to manage volatility. For anyone considering miners beyond a small speculation, it is worth buying as a practical reference and a roadmap for building a repeatable approach. If you would like to support Don Durrett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.